AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. While you slept, a second federal judge handed down a ruling that blocks President Trump's revised travel ban.
Maryland federal judge Theodore Chung ruled in the early morning hours that Mr. Trump's order does target a specific faith in that it temporarily bans travelers from six Muslim-majority countries. And he based his ruling, just as the Hawaiian judge did, on previous statements from Mr. Trump and his aides. Here's the president at a rally last night in Nashville.
The best way to keep radical Islamic terrorists from attacking our country is to stop them from entering our country in the first place.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The first ruling, as noted, came from a federal judge in Hawaii. And this morning, the hashtag Boycott Hawaii is now trending on Twitter here in D.C. The president formally releases his $1.15 trillion budget today. Military spending would get the biggest boost. Environmental programs, medical research, Amtrak, and a plethora of international and cultural programs would take big hits. Congress gets the final say on what gets spent and how. The budget news is likely less contentious in Prince George's County, where the economy is booming. County Executive Rusher and Baker's budget boosts spending by 4%, fueled mostly by good news.
Our revenue growth is primarily driven by rising property values, increase in household incomes, and the reflection of a full year of the MGM revenues.
The new casino is adding $34 million to county coffers, at least half of which by law will go to education. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's concerned about proposed cuts to the state police.
As the legislature works to finalize a budget before April 10th, Governor Larry Hogan says he's not happy with a proposal to eliminate 50 state troopers and cut the budget of the state police by $2 million.
It's simply wrong. I mean, to cut the state police at a time when our state is experiencing such violence and a heroin epidemic is simply unconscionable.
The governor says the proposal would also eliminate an entire class of state troopers. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Governor Hogan also spoke out about two bills, one in the House, one in the Senate, that would require businesses that employ more than 15 people to provide paid sick leave. He says that's a job killer.
If either of these job-killing bills reaches my desk, they are dead on arrival. I will veto them immediately because they will simply kill businesses and jobs.
Hogan's version of the bill requires paid leave for businesses with 50 or more employees and tax breaks for smaller firms that do offer paid leave. Montgomery County lawmakers are still waiting for the state to make safety improvements at a Bethesda intersection where three people died more than a year ago.
Lawmakers wrote to the State Highway Administration last October asking them to designate the intersection between River Road and Braeburn Parkway near Walt Whitman High School as a school zone that would lower the speed limit and make it safer. The administration told them last October they'd look into it.
You would have thought we'd have gotten an answer on this before now.
Berliner drove that intersection many times, dropping his kids off at Whitman.
You are always nervous about somebody coming over the crest of that hill, and it's a dangerous, dangerous place.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,950, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, the Wizards fall to the Mavericks. GW wins, George Mason loses in the college basketball invitational. And USC and UC Davis advance in the NCAAs, which get underway in earnest today. WMAL News Times 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Starting this season.
Every Redskins game. And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3-6.
WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Dunkin's Cold Brew is a unique coffee experience. Small batches are steeped for hours in cold water for an ultra-smooth taste. And now there's a new sweet and salted cold brew. Deliciously sweet with salted whipped topping for a cool new take on cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
805 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town and right near Nats Park. Finally, all lanes have been reopened. Inbound South Capitol Street at Potomac Avenue, again near Nat Stadium, where we had the long-standing emergency work crews that were only allowing one lane to get by. So the damage is pretty much done here. Now it's about recovering, coming across the Douglas Bridge, 295 each direction, and the inbound Suitland Parkway with major delays before Silver Hill Road. Now, let's get you topside. College Park to Silver Spring, Interloop into Bethesda toward Connecticut Avenue, reports of a crash. Also, Interloop into Greenbelt. As you make your trip coming off of 95, that's slow to the accident after Route 1 before Kenilworth Avenue. And on 95 South near the ICC, crash along the left side southbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll come back with a west breeze. Temperatures now getting milder, and that wind may actually pick up a little bit this afternoon. We'll have sunshine and a few clouds, about 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 24 in Woodbridge, 21 in Rockville, 26 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Two federal judges have now blocked the president's revised travel ban. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes from now, we're going to check in with Byron York with the Washington Examiner. So much to talk about. What's going on Capitol Hill? What's going on with the president's budget? What's going on with the immigration order? Byron York, Washington wise man, joins us in 30 minutes. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Joining us right now is Charlie Gasparino. You know him from the Fox Business Network, where he is a senior correspondent. Charlie, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you?
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
So we know that they've raised the rate hike. How will this rate hike affect average Americans?
You know, not much at first, because it's coming off of such a low. You know, we've been at almost 0% interest rates since, I would say, 2007. This is believe it or not, the Fed has raised interest rates. That's the Fed's funds rate, the one that it controls directly, three times since 2007, which is pretty amazing. You know, and that just shows you how deep of a crash, financial crash we had. And when the Fed raises rates or cuts rates, when the Fed cuts rates, it's essentially, you know, putting liquidity, adding money to the to the banking system. When it raises rates, it's getting rid of money, taking money out because it's worried about inflation. So in the near term, I think, you know, nothing's going to happen much. You know, banks will make a few more bucks out of this because they can charge more on loans. They actually wait longer to give you a higher interest rate on your checking account and your banking account than they do on charging you, you know, higher rates.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that interesting?
So saver.
So the bank's going to make some money. The average guy, and the, you know, the average guy could see or gal could see, you know, higher interest rates on their credit cards. But it's so marginal. Because this is, you know, because it was so low for so long. The real scary thing comes, though, as the Fed keeps, if the Fed does keep raising rates, which essentially is, you know, it's intended to slow down the economy, believe it or not, and I'll tell you why we want that in a minute, and Donald Trump doesn't get through his fiscal policies, because they're raising rates, worrying about inflation, because when Donald Trump spends a lot of money, which he says he intends to do, if he does a huge tax cut, which he said, I heard him last night speaking at a rally, I can't remember where, I think it was Nashville, talking about cutting taxes, that could lead to massive inflation. That's why the Fed is raising rates now. But let's just say the Fed raises the rates and he doesn't get that through. He gets bogged down in health care. You could have an interesting, scary situation, both in the markets and the economy, where it slows down more than the Fed wanted. So, it's not quite a science. It's an art, and it's you know, you're playing with a lot of money here and people's lives.
Our guest is senior Fox Business Network correspondent Charlie Gasparino. Charlie, I mean, one of the things that's sort of an upside to this is the Fed would not be, you know, raising interest rates were it not for the fact that the economy is sort of coming back a little bit. I mean, it looks like the numbers are pretty good. The stock market has been up. I mean, there's a downside to this when you raise the rates, but it also reflects the fact that the economy overall is healthier, is it not?
Yeah, yeah, or it's getting better, and it could get dramatically better. If the Trump tax cuts and spending agenda goes through, mm-hmm. I mean that's what the Fed is worrying about really when it comes to this, because I don't think that Janet Yellen, knowing her in this with this economic environment, you know, just say not, you know, they just say the fiscal policy end of it, which is the spending and the tax cuts end of it, just say that we're going to do nothing. It was going to be neutral. Janet Yellen wouldn't tweak monetary policy, which is raising rates, at all, I don't think, just knowing the way she is, because she's still worrying about, you know, the aftermath of the financial crisis, unless she saw the potential for pretty big inflation coming out of what Trump is doing, or wants to do. But the real problem is, suppose he doesn't get that, you know, suppose he gets delayed,
right.
You know, mm-hmm. he gets bogged down in healthcare. You know, you could have a rising interest rate situation in a pretty mediocre economy. And slowing down a mediocre economy is not something you really want to do.
And just one follow-up on that. I've been asked this question before by others. Do you think Janet Yellen would have raised the rates if it were the administration of Hillary Clinton?
No. And, you know, a lot of people are going to think that's political. I think because Hillary Clinton would have raised taxes so much and done so much to slow down the sort of entrepreneurial economy, you know, to create social programs and things of that nature, I don't think that she would have seen no need to do it.
Now, how does all of this play in, if it does, with the debt ceiling deadline that is coming Thursday night? Tonight?
You know, I think that's a side issue, to be honest with you. You know, it's always an ideological battle among certain Republicans who, you know, want us to really clamp down on the debt ceiling. You know, so it's actually separate. And the dynamics there, I don't have my hands around it. I mean, I used to have my hands around it because it was easy to figure out. You know, you had some Republicans want to pound the flesh out of Obama for the debt ceiling, Obama playing chicken with them, and either you get no tax increases or you get some marginal tax increases that Obama imposed back in, I think it was 2012 or 2013, you know, right after the Romney election. This one is a little crazier because, you know, you have, on top of Trump's spending, you have a certain core group of Republican conservatives who don't like a lot of what he's doing. You know, they don't believe in infrastructure spending. They don't like his health care plan. You know, theoretically, they could use the debt ceiling, debate to squeeze concessions out of him in health care. I mean, who knows? I mean, it could get crazy, or it could be just a big nothing burger, kind of along the lines of Rachel Maddow's
oh, no.
Which, by the way, I watched. I saw it on Twitter. I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be great. I'm going to watch MSNBC for the first time in 10 years. And then I'm sitting there, and she's, like, going through all this stuff. And I actually personally like her. And the reporter, David K. Johnson's a really good reporter. But, man, that was a waste of never going to get that hour back in my life.
The only person who was thrilled to see that was Geraldo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Because
I am no longer.
He's an amazing reporter. So, you know, we all have our flubs and our dogs as stories. And you know, I don't know how many stories that Rachel has done in her life. She's more of a commentator. But man, you know what I would have done with that story? I would have played it up kind of like a joke. Like, hey, I got this big document. Guess what it shows? Donald Trump actually made some money, despite what everybody thinks that he's lying about his net worth.
Yeah, that just goes against everything she believes. Well, Charlie Gasparino, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and thank you for your time.
Anytime.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Charlie.
That's Charlie Gasparino, senior Fox Business Network correspondent. It is 8:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just when I thought we couldn't get any busier, accidents, Maryland Beltway. First, initial crash, outer loop was Georgia after Georgia Avenue, Connecticut Avenue stretch. Those two have been cleared. Then we had an inner loop one, so we're heavy still through Bethesda. Then let's continue the inner loop, leaving College Park and into Greenbelt. The crash before you get to Kenilworth Avenue still along the left side. Now this puts a delay on 95. 95 southbound near the ICC. They were trying to clear that earlier crash to the left shoulder. 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge with a stalled car before you get to Main Avenue. Somebody hit an overhead sign. Tall truck south on DC 295 prior to the Beltway with just one lane getting by. And inbound over the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. Finally, traffic has been released. Had only one lane the entire rush hour getting by emergency road work near Nats Park, but everyone's still affected there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, oh, that snow is all gone. It's going to be sunny today, maybe a little cloudy. Highs 43 with winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows 28. And then tomorrow, we start off with sunshine, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon with a high of 51. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 29 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Frederick. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right, so the president has this executive order on immigration, the revised plan that was supposed to meet the concerns of the judge out in Seattle and the wacky Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and it was supposed to go into effect, you know, last night at midnight. It did not go into effect because late yesterday, a judge in Hawaii blocked the enforcement of that executive order and says that he wants to have some hearings about it. And then that was followed early this morning, a federal judge in Greenbelt, Maryland, just around the corner here, also joined in and said, I'm going to block President Trump's revised travel ban targeting six predominantly Muslim countries. The judge's name is Judge Theodore Chang, and he ruled early this morning that, indeed, that needs to go on pause while we look at it a little bit more closely. Mm. And so, you know, the president was talking about this last night, I think before the federal judge in Maryland made his decision, but certainly after the judge in Hawaii had made his. Here's the president last night out on the, I think he's in Nashville for this.
A judge has just blocked our executive order on travel and refugees coming into our country from certain countries. The order he blocked was a watered-down version of the first order. That was also blocked by another judge and should have never been blocked to start with. This is, in the opinion of many, an unprecedented judicial overreach. We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and indeed, this does seem to be the measure. This is the horse they're going to ride all the way to the Supreme Court. I always turn to Jonathan Turley, because I really admire Jonathan Turley as a legal analyst and a constitutional law expert. And he gives it to you straight. Even if it's not what you want to hear, he'll tell you what he thinks the law will be in this particular case. Jonathan Turley says, look, we're going to have some hearings. But ultimately, if this gets to the Supreme Court, he believes that the president will prevail. The president will prevail in this matter. So this, I think, is politics more than it's a legitimate legal concern. You find a couple of sympathetic judges here or there mm-hmm. who are going to take this action. But ultimately, this is going to the Supreme Court. And even in a divided Supreme Court, I believe the president of the United States will prevail on the matter of law. It will stand up to constitutional scrutiny.
Yeah, your tax dollars at work, kids.
Yeah.
Because we're going to fight both sides of the argument in this. You understand that. On a state level and on a federal level, taxpayers will be footing the bill for the theatrics, which is, I think, irresponsible. And there's got to be some way to remove these judges. It's just absolutely, as I said, I think irresponsible.
The Maryland plaintiffs had argued that the ban illegally reduces the number of refugees authorized to enter the United States this year. And I understand that one of the things that is actually in the Hawaiian complaint is that there were a few less tourists to Hawaii last year than there were the year before. And this would impact maybe, you know, in the tourism industry in Hawaii. That was why they think they have standing.
Isn't Japan the number one, well, outside of America, isn't Japan the number one foreign tourist element to Hawaii?
I believe that may be true.
Yeah. So I understand that they may lose a couple of tourists for a brief period of time, not forever. It is for a brief, 120 days?
120 days, that's right.
So a brief period of time. This is all political.
It's all political. And as you know, we had the Attorney General of the State of Maryland on the show yesterday, Brian Frosch. And I asked him, I said, you know, what gives you as the Attorney General of the State of Maryland a greater wisdom or authority to enter into an area that has always been the purview of the president? Immigration matters and national security are the purview of the executive branch, and they always have been so. That's why I'm so confident that ultimately this is going to stand constitutional muster. So, a little bit of a blow for President Trump, not unexpected. You can always find a judge, and there were lawsuits being filed by every left-leaning. The lawsuit in Maryland was being filed by the ACLU. And they have basically decided this is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to challenge this president on every possible way we can. We'll find a sympathetic judge. We'll make a half, you know, I almost got bleeped there, didn't I? We'll make some kind of weak argument, and we'll get a ruling that will put things on hold. And they're just going to be obstructionists. That's what they're going to do. Ultimately, though, I think the president prevails.
This is why the Supreme Court is so important. This is why. And this is why during the election, so many people focused on the next president being able to choose maybe as many as four Supreme Court justices. This is why it is so important. And this is why we have to get more judges confirmed. Well, only one at this point, but hopefully more after that. Gorsuch is next.
Go ahead,
it's
please.
It's 8:22 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
It looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go to meeting. Try it free.
Ask any police officer and they'll tell you, as the weather gets warmer, crime rates start to go up. Why don't you do something about it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If you're really serious about home security, I recommend you use the best in the business, Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has the industry's only guaranteed response time. Plus, switching to Ackerman is easy and a great way to save money. It can literally cost you nothing to switch over. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman Security System in a matter of minutes. At $19.95 a month, monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring at half the cost of the other guys. For just a few dollars more a month, Ackerman Security has all the latest and most advanced security technology, video, smart locks, and thermostats that can be controlled with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. So call Ackerman for a free in-home security analysis. Plus, WMAO listeners get 3 months free monitoring for a limited time. Call now, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Live Casino and Hotel's favorite jackpot just got even better with Giant Jackpot Celebration. When the jackpot hits, everyone wins. Play with your live rewards card at any eligible slot machine, and when the jackpot hits, you can win $25 free slot play. So come in and get lucky at Live. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. So thank you very much for Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
Driving around,
seeing the sights,
meeting new people,
and making them smile.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer,
all you have to do is point,
and then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
People are just so happy when that junk is finally gone. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
To the Wilson Bridge out of Virginia, fine, no delays. Out of Maryland, not so good. Coming around from Andrews, big delays to the Wilson Bridge. Maryland commuters, right before you get to the bridge, stand in the center through lanes. That's where they're still clearing a crash with one lane getting by. Then, DC 295 northbound, solid line from the Beltway to the freeway. Also to the inbound Douglas Bridge and on towards South Capitol Street. All morning, we had emergency road work right in front of Nats Park. It's finally been cleared, but now it's about clearing those big delays coming over the Douglas Bridge and the Suitland Parkway. Pennsylvania Avenue, also, you took some of the bailout traffic. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, Interloop into Bethesda, and each direction of the Beltway and Greenbelt slow. The crash had been on the Interloop before 202. Traffic update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Save up to $4,400 on a new home comfort system. It'll save you up to 50% on energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll come back with a west breeze. Temperatures now getting milder, and that wind may actually pick up a little bit this afternoon. We'll have sunshine and a few clouds, about 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 29 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL.
You know, we here at WMAL Mornings on the Mall, we like to save you a buck or two whenever we can. You know, we're very, and I know you, Mary, you are among one of the most frugal people that I've ever met. You really love to save that almighty dollar, and I admire you for that. I
25 think years of a career in radio, yeah. That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, here's something that will help you. If you are planning travel over the summer, here's one day you should avoid traveling by air. That would be July 9th, Sunday, July 9th. It will cost you about $100 more than it would on average to travel any other day during the summer. The average airfare during the summer is $384. I guess that's one way, someplace. But if you fly on July 9th, Sunday, July 9th, it will be about $100 more. That'd be $484. And you may say, well, why is that? Well, it follows the 4th of July holiday, which is the week before. Right. So a lot of people, if they're taking a summer vacation, they figure, well, I can take 4 vacation days, and I got the holiday in the middle, and that doesn't count against me. So I get a 5-day vacation for the cost of 4. Against, right. You know, and then, Saturday's my day off, and I'll come back at the very last minute on what? Sunday, July 9th. So everybody takes their vacations that week, and they all want to come back home at the very last minute on Sunday the 9th. If you come back on Saturday, you'll save some money.
I find it hard to believe, though, that that's going to be more expensive than, for instance, Thanksgiving, which is the most traveled.
Oh, no, this is just for the summer.
Oh, just for the summer. Yeah, I mean, okay, well, that makes
those
sense.
Those other holidays can be very expensive.
Yeah,
but
that,
this is just for the summer. If you want to fly and save some money, try to stay away from July 9th.
Duly noted.
It is 8:28.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian health care sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 8:29 coming up. Byron York will be joining us to talk about his piece in the Washington Examiner, where he claims that Republicans are leading President Trump down the wrong path by pursuing health care. That's coming up next. And it is now 8:30. Here's WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A second federal judge has ruled on President Trump's revised travel ban. Judge Theodore Chung, based in Greenbelt, issued a written ruling that echoes the one issued by a judge in Hawaii last night when he put a temporary block on the order. Simply put, both judges believe the order is a Muslim ban because the president and his aides have called it that in the past.
The sense coming from the courts that words matter, the words of the president, the words of his aides, seemingly coming back to haunt this administration again and again, and once again setting up the possibility of a court fight that could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Correspondent Joe Johns. President Trump's first budget proposal will be formally released this morning. It includes sharp increases in military spending paid for by cuts in 18 other agencies. The EPA budget's cut by more than 30%, with 3,200 positions cut. Cuts already ordered by the president are being felt in the federal workforce. A hiring freeze has visitors to Philadelphia's Independence Hall crossing their legs.
The restrooms at 5th and Chestnut Street, they're the only restrooms for the 4 million visitors we see a year. They're the restrooms that they use. They're closed.
David Fitzpatrick, the president of the Federal Employees Union there, says no one can be hired to clean the bathrooms. More than 200 Inauguration Day protesters still await trials, and the judge overseeing the case is warning prosecutors they need to provide detailed evidence against each individual defendant and hand it over to their defense attorneys. The government's alleged some specific crimes, but has largely lumped those protesters together. No trial dates have been set. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 20,950, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, the Wizards fall to the Mavericks at the Verizon Center. George Washington wins, George Mason loses in the College Basketball Invitational. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big close-out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year close-out blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cub Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features, so you can spend less time worrying about your yard and more time enjoying it. This is zero-turn strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. And during Cub Cadet Days, March 15th through the 22nd, take $200 off select residential zero-turn riders. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit. Plus tax, tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply at all to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delay still to the Wilson Bridge, but the better news, the crash on the inner loop right as you approach the bridge span and those through lanes finally cleared. But boy, delays back near Andrews. Then, once on 295 northbound, solid lineup Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Southbound 295, a truck hit an overhead sign. Only one lane gets by. Southbound 295, be prepared for some unusual backups getting you down through to the Beltway. Inbound to South Capitol Street as you come across the Douglas Bridge toward Nats Park. Emergency work crews find finally all cleared, but boy, we have big delays still there and on Suitland Parkway. Beltway through Greenbelt slows each direction. Interloop was the crash. Interloop into Bethesda, also heavy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, a west-northwesterly breeze continues, adding a little extra chill to the air this morning. Temperatures, though, still remain below average, and we will this afternoon. Sunshine, some overcast at times. Breezy 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 26 in Centerville, 24 in Greenbelt. Belt 27 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
We want Americans to be able to purchase the health insurance plans they want, not the plans forced on them by our government.
That was Donald Trump last night in one of his rallies talking about the move toward... I'm sorry? That was in Tennessee last night talking about his desire to change health insurance for Americans everywhere. Joining us on the line right now is Byron York with the Washington Examiner. Good morning to you, Byron. Good to have you. Byron is the chief political correspondent over at the Washington Examiner. Good morning, Byron. Apparently, we're having a little problem with Byron. We'll try to get reconnected.
Well, he has two very interesting pieces in the Washington Examiner. The first one being that he feels, as a lot of people are saying, that President Trump is being misled by, Byron is one of the first people to say he's being misled by the Republicans. And we're going to ask him why that is. But should not be going down the health care path first, that this is not where he should be going. This should not be where his focus lies.
Let's try again one more time. Byron, there you are. Good morning.
We have you.
I apologize.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
There's so many buttons to push here. Byron, thanks for joining us here. Look, one of the things we've heard the president say is that he wants to change health insurance. He's got his ideas. The House of Representatives has its ideas. And there's a big, fat negotiation going on. How is this going to be resolved?
A big, fat, beautiful negotiation.
Excuse me, I left out an adjective there.
Well, you know, it's totally unclear right now. If you heard Trump's speech last night in Nashville, I mean, the thrust of the speech was, we got to do Obamacare, but boy, I'd rather be doing anything other than doing this Obamacare stuff. He said, I want to get to taxes. I want to cut the hell out of taxes.
Yeah.
But before I can do that, I would have loved to put it first, to be honest. There is one more very important thing we've got to do, and that's Obamacare. So he's kind of doing this reluctantly. But he's clearly, I think, unhappy with this situation in which Republicans are so divided that even with a 237-vote majority in the House, they can't seem to agree yet on an Obamacare replacement.
Who is leading him down this path? Who pushed him in this direction, do we know?
Well, I think it's a common. I don't think you look for a single villain. I think it's a combination of circumstances.
I mean, I do too.
Have the crazy circumstance of this Obamacare replacement in the sense that it was originally passed through reconciliation by Democrats in 2010 because the unthinkable happened to them. They lost Ted Kennedy's Senate seat in Massachusetts, so they had to finish up this bill that they had passed earlier. They had to finish it up using reconciliation. Now, Republicans only have 52 votes in the House, not enough to survive a filibuster. They have to do parts of undoing it through reconciliation, so the House is trying to craft that. But it's not enough, so they have to have a three-part approach, part one, part two, part three, and it's just gotten extremely complex and turned around, and the House says, well, you have to do this before you can do your budget, and you have to do your budget before you can do tax reform, so it has to go in this order. And I think Trump has become kind of prisoner to procedure on the in the House and the Senate. I wouldn't say there's a single villain involved.
I think it's also a learning process for this president. Yeah. I mean, I was I sort of smiled when I saw him say the other day, who knew that, you know, this was going to be so difficult? You know, it is a very complex thing with, I mean, there's so many moving parts to all this. It's sort of like if you move this, then that changes. If you change that, this other thing has an impact on it. And it's very hard to find the right balance and the right approach.
And, you know, that is one of the things. I think clearly Americans elected a businessman to help fix the economy. And I think in this case, the businessman is finding it somewhat difficult to actually get something done here. Remember, in 2009 and 10, the Democrats had 253 votes in the House. Republicans have 237 now, and they barely got Obamacare through the House. Nancy Pelosi lost 34 Democrats getting it through, and they had 60 votes in the Senate, but only for a while there, and they got it through there. So it was, you know, it took more than a year. And Democrats had to twist themselves into a pretzel to get Obamacare passed in the first place. It shouldn't surprise anybody that it's really hard to unpass it now.
Well, you can't undo it. Jeffrey Lord was on CNN yesterday, and he suggested that the best thing for the Republicans to do at this time is to just let it fail. Do you agree?
Well, that is a school of thought, but they've kind of already chosen a path here. You can argue a bunch of bunch of different things that the Republicans should have done going in. For example, some people say, well, they should have done a whole Obamacare repeal bill. Forget about this reconciliation stuff. Pass it in the House. See what they can do in the Senate. And if Democrats blocked it in the Senate, then that's the way the system worked. And then you would watch Obamacare falter and collapse on its own. There's another school of thought saying, look, you can't in good conscience let the health care system collapse in front of your eyes just so you can point at Democrats and say, I told you so. So it's a difficult problem, but the Republicans have already chosen a path, and they're well down the way with this bill.
The immigration matter, the president's executive order on immigration, is once again tied up in the courts. And I don't think that was probably a big surprise. I think everybody sort of understood that some judge somewhere was going to throw up a block on it.
Absolutely. This time a judge in Hawaii.
And also one in Maryland this morning. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Followed by one this very morning in Maryland. So I think what's interesting is somebody who's been watching this is the Trump administration basically points to the immigration laws and says, look, this law here, there's one from 1952, there are others, give the president very, very specifically the authority to do what he's doing. And the judges so far have just refused to engage that argument. They just say, well, this is an unconstitutional discrimination on the basis of religion, and so we don't have to go any further than that. And you wonder if there will come the day when Trump gets his argument on the laws of the nation.
The merits of the case, right. Yeah.
So far, he hasn't.
Your sense of it is, as many legal scholars have suggested, that if he gets that hearing on the merits of the case, he will prevail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a lawyer, but we've had a lot of legal experts say it looks like Trump will win this case. When it ultimately gets to the Supreme Court, Trump will win this case. But what has been remarkable, I was reading the judge's decision from Hawaii this morning. If you look at what the judge wrote in Washington State, what's been remarkable, you look at what the Ninth Circuit Court judges wrote,
right.
What's been remarkable is their failure to or refusal to engage Trump's argument on this.
All right, we're going to leave it there.
Byron York, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Always
pleasure to have you. That was Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Some days you just can't give it away. Unless you're talking about free slots play at MGM National Harbor, where they've already given away over $1.5 million in free play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines. Unless you're talking about that.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're new in town, but not new to the road. At Averitt Express, we have been putting CDLA drivers behind the wheel for 45 years and are now hiring for regional runs in this area. We believe in treating our drivers right and getting you home with a good paycheck. We also offer a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Check us out at averittcareers.com today or call 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, the latest problem now at Duke Street. Left lane blocked. Police are now at the scene of the looks like two-car crash. It doesn't look too serious, but they have that left lane blocked to protect those cars. Delays right as you come out of Springfield, and that goes off and on past the crash. Cross the 14th Street Bridge, hang on, to the broken down car as you approach Main Avenue. DC 295 southbound, the unusual backups due to the truck that hit the overhead sign, so prepare for that if you're coming south on 295, past the Naval Research Lab, toward the Beltway. You're narrowed down to one left lane getting by. Maryland 95 jammed out of Laurel to join each loop of the Beltway. Now along the way near the ICC, crash cleared out of the travel lanes. Inner loop into Greenbelt had a crash. I know, it's been so busy this morning. Outer loop near George Avenue, incidents out of the way. Inner loop slows as well into the Wilson Bridge, crash before the bridge bank cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers will stay a little bit below average over the next few days. Have to get into the mid-50s. I think we get there by the weekend. A few clouds with sunshine. Cold start today, especially with a west breeze and a chilly finish with that breeze, 43. Upper 20s tonight. Suburbs will be colder. Clouds increase tomorrow, 51. Rain showers tomorrow night and morning showers on Saturday. Saturday's highs in the upper 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in the nation's capital, we're at 30 degrees at 8:47.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Yeah, we all love a good fight song in the morning. That is the University of Maryland's fight song. And you'll be pleased to know that all problems have been solved at the University of Maryland, and they have so much time and money on their hands that they are now going to have an undocumented student coordinator to help them navigate the world in the Donald Trump era. Katie Lawson wrote in a statement to the Diamondback on Monday, as part of the university's ongoing commitment to undocumented students, we are assigning a UMD staff person to serve as a coordinator to address the immediate needs of the undocumented student population. We will continue to assess the need for staff support moving forward. The university is also formalizing an undocumented student work group that, quote, relies on expertise from units across campus and is providing web resources to ensure the latest applicable information for these students is available. Now, I'm not unfeeling. I understand that if you are a dreamer, if your parents brought you here when you were a child, you didn't knowingly cross the border, I get it. And you have somehow managed to dodge detection until you are in college. Mm. And now you are benefiting from an American college university, probably maybe with the benefit of some American tax dollars at your disposal. That's wonderful and good. So I understand why they may be concerned. However, Donald Trump has not said anything about deporting.
In fact, he's been supportive.
Dreamers.
He's been supportive of the idea of keeping them here.
Has not said. Now, dreamers may have to go through the legal channels and the proper process to become citizens. But may that be the biggest hurdle in front of them? That they would have to go through the same process as everyone else who comes to this country. So the University of Maryland has decided to help them because, you know, I guess just Donald Trump being our president alone is phenomenally stressful. You know, Brian, you were talking about your list of stressors.
Yeah.
I get where just having him as our president is stressful enough. So being here undocumented. And we also remember, not all undocumented students are actual kids. You can have students who are in their 40s and 50s. People go back to college later in life. So some of them may also be undocumented who are not dreamers.
Your tuition dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. You couldn't be more proud.
It is 850 on WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Alcohol has been linked to a few different kinds of cancer, but this one I didn't see coming. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at Brown University say drinking, even moderate amounts, is associated with higher rates of melanoma. Weird, right? They looked at red wine, white wine, beer, liquor, and found white wine had the biggest impact on melanoma risk. What's even more bizarre, the increased risk was greater for parts of the body that aren't usually exposed to the sun. One theory, according to the study's lead author, is that a compound in alcohol called acetaldehyde can damage DNA and prevent DNA repair throughout the body. Red wine, it turns out, has more antioxidants, which could offset the bad stuff. I do want to point out, though, that your lifetime risk of developing melanoma is still low, just about 2%, according to the American Cancer Society. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives. It saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same in a late rush hour for many. Maryland 95 still out of Laurel down to each loop of the Beltway. Along the way, crash gone. Interloop and Greenbelt, you should find travel lanes now open. Crossing the American Legion Bridge, slow each way. You know what? At the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, we had a crash coming out of Maryland. Interloop right before the bridge, finally gone, but it's going to take a while to clear out the delays. And the emergency work crews all morning, they're gone now, but they had only one lane getting by inbound South Capitol Street over near Nats Park. So everyone trying to get across the Douglas Bridge, Suitland Parkway, 295 affected. Update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds with sunshine through today. A breeze out of the west-northwest will make a 43 feel colder. 28 tonight, suburbs colder. Friday, St. Patrick's Day, increasing clouds, 51. Then a chance of showers Friday night into early Saturday. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 31 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
It's so hard to find really good advice because there's so much information out there. People just think anything they go Google on the internet is true. That's one of the problems. We talk about it at our events and with our clients a lot.
There may be some good information that they find, but it may not be the best solution for that particular situation.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services on Retirement Key Radio, Sunday afternoons at 3, right here on WMAL. And visit retirementkeyradio.com.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
Sign now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps. And you can even integrate Sign now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code radio to start your free trial.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
And tomorrow on WMAL on Mornings on the Mall, Brett Baer will be with us from the Fox News Channel, and he will give us a preview of Friday's meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Angela.
Remember, that was postponed because of the weather.
Right.
So, and look who's here. It's Chris Plant.
It is Chris Plant.
As I said the other day, the snow didn't stop him during the Battle of the Bulge, did it? No, it didn't. But now even the Germans are weak. What kind of a world is this? 2.5 inches of snow and Germany's brought to a grinding halt. You know, that wouldn't have stopped him going into Moscow. It took feet of snow going.